Hello, this is Erin Johnson.
And I'm Cara Marinucci. Together, we offer workshops and training on music, meditation, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches. Today, Erin and I are going to share a poem by David White that invites us into our meditation practice and into our lives.
The poem, Start Close In, is a beautiful reminder that all we need is right now, right here, especially when the moment we're experiencing is difficult or simply not where we want to be.
So we invite you to find a comfortable posture and to simply bring your awareness to these encouraging words.
Start close in. Start close in. Don't take the second step. Or the third. Start with the first thing, close in. The step you don't want to take. Start close in. Don't take the second step. Or the third. Start with the first thing, close in. The step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know, the pale ground beneath your feet, your own way of starting the conversation. Start with your own question. Start with your own question. Give up on other people's questions. Don't let them smother something simple. To find another's voice, follow your own voice. Wait. Wait until that voice becomes a private ear listening to another. Start right now. Take a small step you can call your own. Start right now. Take a small step you can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in. The step you don't want to take.
Start close in. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing close in, the step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know, the pale ground beneath your feet, your own way of starting the conversation. Start with your own question. Give up on other people's questions. Give up on other people's questions. Don't let them smother something simple. To find another's voice, follow your own voice. Wait until that voice becomes a private ear listening to another. Start right now. Start right now. Take a small step you can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing close in. Start with the first thing close in. The step you don't want to take.
Start close in. Karen, I really appreciate this poem as it so touches so much of what comes up for people with meditation about just being with the present moment.
And that we're always invited to start right now, right here, bringing our attention to this moment and beginning again and again.
Yes. And the notion of starting close in with the first thing, the first step you don't want to take, this is helpful just to consider when we're being with something difficult or painful. It's understandable that we just don't want to go there, right? Just don't want to start, don't want to go there, just want to deny it or avoid it altogether. So we understand that part, but I think David White's also talking about even things that we do want.
Yes.
Let's say a new job or a new relationship or opening to more of this mindfulness practice or starting a creative project. Sometimes we don't want to get started with that either out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Or unworthiness or something that we may not feel deserving mm-hmm. of something greater, something more. So sometimes the difficulty that comes when it seems like, how come people don't just get started with what they want to do?
Right.
But this brings up so much arises when we take that first step.
Right. We'd like to just get on to the business of it all working the way we'd like it to work, the expectation part of it. But what he reminds us so gently of is that we've got to start with what's inside of us, the thing that's not easy to see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely, definitely. And part of that's being with your own question.
Mm.
He said about giving up other people's questions.
Yes.
And to me, this relates to what's meaningful for you. What's meaningful for you? What questions are meaningful for your own self-discovery?
I love that line as well, because for meditation practice, it reminds me of the quality of curiosity,
mm-hmm.
that we're invited to inquire into what we're experiencing, to know our own truth, that we don't just take what somebody else says as that this is the way it is, and we're always invited into this deeper and deeper investigation of what we experience so that we can be liberated.
Yes, yeah. And so that's reminding me of the line about to find another's voice, follow your own.
Mm.
That meditation is a path that many people have traveled, as is our life journey, like we talked about in the last couple of podcasts. But ultimately, we have to really look inside ourselves, because this is a journey we also undertake on our own. So we need to follow our own voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And learn to trust that. And to be able to learn to trust it is to be able to really listen. He uses the line, you wait until that voice becomes a private ear listening to another. So it's having that ability to observe ourselves.
Yes.
In a very deep capacity that allows us to really bring some compassion to all of our experience. And some discernment and clarity around what we need to do.
Absolutely. I was also thinking about listening to another with greater focus and attention, to really be with them, to really be with ourselves,
mm-hmm.
rather than with our thoughts about them or our thoughts about ourselves.
Beautiful distinction.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the part where he talks about don't follow someone else's heroics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how often do we, idolize or, even just say, well, of course, they're so wonderful. They've practiced for so long. Whatever it is, meditation teachers or other people in Buddhism, they talk about, that we're not trying to be Buddha because we all already have the Buddha nature inside of us.
Yes.
So it's tapping into what's inherent inside of us already.
Yes. And to be more of who we are, and to let go of the self-consciousness and judgment about who we aren't.
Beautiful. Yes. Yes. I also really loved how, just like meditation, we return to the breath again and again. In this poem, David White returns to his first stanza and uses it as his last stanza. It's almost his way, in his structure and form of the poem, of telling us, here we go again.
Yes.
And again and again.
Yes. Yeah. Just being with what is in this moment.
Exactly. Well, this has just been a wonderful time of poetry, meditation, and music. And the music that supported the poetry meditation was by Daniel Kolbiaka from his Celtic Quilt CD.
It was called Braveheart. And again, the poem was from David White, called Start Close In. So until next time, be well.